At the Commodity Classic, I'm at the Case IH booth in the trade show, and I'm talking to John Bunker. And John, what's your title, please?
I'm the marketing manager for the Magnum Tractors.
And we're going to talk a little bit about a wind session that you're presenting here at Commodity Classic on CVT versus power shift. First of all, what does CVT stand for?
It's continuously variable transmission. It's a very unique transmission that uses, it's a hydromechanical transmission that allows the operation to be, it gives us completely variable ranges of transmission gears all the way from 0 to 30 miles an hour without actually any gear shifting that you would feel.
So what are the advantages of it over power shift?
The advantage of having a completely variable transmission is that you can allow, through a computer, you can allow the computer to operate both the engine and the transmission to dial in the sweet spot for power and for fuel consumption with a tractor.
Well, how can this benefit a grower's operation then?
When you look at what a CVT can do, what's going to happen out in your field is the computer's going to instantaneously going to be shifting up and throttling back all the way through the field. And as it goes through this whole process through the field, it'll lug down where it needs to, and it'll idle back where it needs to. And the average for the average RPMs that you're going to utilize across the entire field is going to be considerably less with a full power shift versus a continuously variable transmission.
Well, how new is this technology?
Well, the technology has been around for, our sister company's actually had it for 10 or 12 years. The challenge we've had with it is that the case that they had it in was too wide for us to be able to go down with a row crop application like we want to do here in North America. So we had to develop some technology to help us narrow this transmission up so we could get it inside the box so we could keep with our narrow row spacings.
So what part of your machinery is it available on?
We have it in two different series of tractors right now. We have it in a Puma, from a Puma 165 to a 225, and as well as a Magnum 180 to 225.
Now, you've been talking to growers here at the Classic Trade Show for the last couple of days. I'm assuming you're getting into this with them. What kind of reaction are you getting from the growers on it?
Very positive. They like the idea of the variable transmission. They understand a little bit about what it can do and why it's important. If you get in our seat, we have some very easy controls to how to operate this, a little bit more intuitive than maybe some of my competitors have got products on the market that do some variable action. So the fact that it's so intuitive and it's really the same look and feel as we have in our full power shift, and we also operate with our CVT.
Why did you think it was so important to fill that niche of getting us into row crop tractors?
Well, if you look at North America, the row crop tractor is the area where there's a strong demand for a variable transmission. In particular, the sugar beet areas, the potato areas, and also the row crop farmers in the Midwest have a strong desire for having that variability that they can dial in exactly the speed they want or let the computer do the operation to get them the sweet spot and find that's the great savings they're looking for in fuel.
So that's the main market you're looking at then, mainly in the Midwest?
It's areas that need to either dial in at exact speed or areas where the fuel consumption, based off of the tractor being through a lot of variability through the field, can find that sweet spot for them.
Price-wise, does this add a lot to the price of the tractor?
It brings a slight premium of about $6,500 list price. So there is a little premium to it, but when you look at the technology and how it works, we can give that back to you on the fuel savings fairly quickly.
So you got an ROI on that?
We have an ROI on this asset for sure.
All right, very good. John, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Thank you very much for being here. It's been a lot of fun here at the Commodity Classic.
All right, thank you very much. Here at the Case IH booth at Commodity Classic, I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.